Our next guest has explored just about every aspect of comedy. As a former cast member of Saturday Night Live, he introduced the world to characters like Astronaut Jones and Brian Fellow. More recently, he played an amped-up version of himself on the hit TV show 30 Rock. These days, he's hitting the road with his stand-up tour, Turn It Funny. Here's a clip from his recent Comedy Central stand-up special, Bonafide.
Grew up right down the block in the 80s. Growing up in the 80s was crazy. I was a crack dealer. But I felt sorry for the crackheads. I would sell them crack and didn't feel sorry for them because I was a crack dealer with a heart of gold. I just couldn't take it no more. I got frustrated with doing that stuff. I had to stop because I got tired of, you know, them bringing me $3.200 pennies.
And we caught up with Tracy Morgan during a busy day on the go for him in the lead up to a show at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee tonight. Tracy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're coming to Milwaukee with your stand-up tour, Turn It Funny, and you've said stand-up is about being free, freedom. So what is it like when, as a comedian, all of a sudden the sky's the limit?
Well, stand-up is not just about freedom. It's also about knowing who you are in perfection, you know, and that's what I'm about, you know, getting to a great artist doesn't keep adding clay. He strips away till he gets to the bare essentials. So when I'm doing stand-up comedy, I'm not just out to be funny. I'm also trying to tell my perspective and my story and how I see life. You know, I got to tell life how I see it, not how nobody else see it. I don't know how anyone else sees it. I can only speak for me.
Right, and it sounds like this tour and your Comedy Central special, Bonafide, are about being real, about sharing what it's like to be Tracy Morgan, sharing your life. What do you want people who come to see you to get about who you are and where you've been so far?
I just want people to see me with their heart and not their eyes.
And what does that mean as a comedian, to see with your heart?
You know what kind of person I am. Not what color my skin is and, you know, how short I am or how tall I am and things like that, you know. Not being prejudiced and just getting to know me and my story and my struggles and my joys and things like that. My sense of humor. To know me is to know my sense of humor.
So that's core to who Tracy Morgan is. It's the funny.
Part of who I am, yeah, absolutely. You know, my life.
Well, so these days in your Turn It Funny tour, it's just you and a mic. What does it feel like to stand up alone after working so long with a big cast of people?
I've always done stand-up. Stand-up is my foundation to my career. So it's never been foreign to me. I've never stopped doing it.
And you're getting a haircut right now. I'm just going to throw that in because I think we're getting some exciting haircut noise in the background.
Yeah, that's it. You're done. So I'm all yours now.
Awesome. And I want to ask about your comedy special, Bonafide, that just got released on DVD. You talk a lot about your family, and there's a clip where you talk about your grandma and the uncle that nobody likes who was in Vietnam. Do you ever get worried that you're going to be in hot water with your family after you talk about them on stage?
No, why would I be in hot water? I'm a grown man. My life is my life, well, it's short.
So does it feel like you kind of own it, and it's your story, and it's yours to tell?
Yeah. I don't do comedy and fair. As long as I'm doing it in the spirit of Jackie Gleason and Lucille Ball and all the other comedy guards that came before me, I'm okay. I'm not mean-spirited. I'm funny-spirited. Not being mean to anyone.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you said that we're getting, you know, maybe too touchy about stuff and people need to lighten up a little. Do you think that's true?
We need to laugh about it because if we don't laugh about life, I figure like this, yo, listen, you got to have a sense of humor. If we don't laugh about it, we're going to cry about it.
Sometimes
I'm just tired of crying, so I like to laugh about things and see the human thing. Let's kill a guy that adds a little levity. I'm just trying to add a little levity to life.
Is that something you think everybody could learn? I mean, people who go through rough stuff, you can get sucked under, and you can get sucked under.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do. And I'm a tough person. I know tough times don't last. Life is what you make it. And sometimes you got to bounce back. When you hit rock bottom, you got to bounce back up. It's only one way out of the barrel, and that's up. So I'm looking up.
Has that been your thing your whole life, the laughter?
Well, that's what my father showed me. My father was a man with a great sense of humor. Plus, that's how I got the girls coming up. Women love a man with a great sense of humor.
let's talk about girls for a minute. You've got a new baby daughter, and I want to say congratulations, first of all.
Right on. Like I said, women inspire me. My daughter's a female. She's inspired me to even get even better as a human being.
And has that changed your comedy? You've got three boys already. Now you've got this baby girl. Has it changed the guy on stage?
It's made me more hungry. I mean, it's made me look at life in a different way now because she's a little girl. I never raised a little girl before. You got to be a little bit more conscious. You know, my daughter's my queen, my princess. You know, so, yeah, it's changed me in that aspect.
Does that come off any different on stage? Tracy Morgan, the dad of the daughter, who you're clearly in love with.
I've been a dad a long time, and I love all my children the same. You know, all my children are from me. So I do what I do for all my kids. Not just my daughter, but all my kids. I love all my children the same, male and female. I'm not acting brand new because I have a daughter. It's back to being a parent of a young child again. Instilling my virtues and my values. But, you know, my daughter's just special because she's a girl. She's a little girl, so I have to keep a stronger eye on her. Boys, they can pretty much take care of themselves. The little girls have a little bit more needs.
I want to talk about your stand-up some more and what it's like to get ready to go on stage, because to me that's always seemed like such an incredible feat of confidence and courage to get up there in front of people and just have you and your stories and hope that people laugh. How do you get in the mood for that?
You know, I do what I do. You know, I prepare. You know, I make sure it works before I get on. You know, it's comedy. This was born into me. I'm born this way. You know, comedy is like a reflex. Like you tap my knee and my leg goes up. You know? Comedy is just a reflex. You know.
Yeah. How do you get your material together?
When I was younger, a lot of my material was based on my imagination. And as I, you know, went through the world and started experiencing the world and seeing the world and traveling, a lot of it was based on my observation, things that I see every day. I just inject my sense of humor to it. But it's things that my comedy is based in reality. You know, if I had to describe it, it was called contemporary wit. You know, contemporary wit. I cut the monster, but I don't go into deep. I don't want to kill the monster. I know we need the monster, but it's contemporary wit.
And I read that you were thinking of adding some material about Donald Sterling, the Clippers owner. What is your take on that?
Well, you know, the world is just doing what it's doing. You know, I just sit back and I let the world do what it does, and then I take it from there.
So it sounds like you're just like the world comes in through the Tracy Morgan filter, and what comes out is your comedy.
Yes, that's what happens. The world is doing what it does every day. Just keeping my antennas up, keeping my ears open, my eyes open. And I'm seeing it. It's right there. It's reality. Turn funny. All the ups and the downs, I'm turning it funny. That's the name of the tour.
And do you think people who come see you and they get the Tracy Morgan experience and your point of view, do you think it ever changes them?
Well, I hope to. If I'm going to be on stage for an hour, I just don't want to be funny. I hope I touch somebody's psyche. I still have things, real things to say, too. I hope I touch somebody's heart. I hope I can change somebody's mind about something. Hopefully, you never know. Maybe. You never know.
And laughter can do that, right?
Sure can. Laughter gets everybody's attention.
Well, I read that you're a huge Marvin Gaye fan. I'm curious, what speaks to you about his music?
What was going on? It came from the heart. Marvin Gaye didn't make music unless he felt like it. So it came from the heart.
Do you still?
And that's what I like to do, my material, from the heart.
If you could only listen to one Marvin Gaye track that sort of summed up the Tracy Morgan experience, what would it be?
What's going on? See, Mercy, Mercy Me, and What's Going On.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got a busy day. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Hope you have a great time in Milwaukee.
Thank you, Dave.
That was comedian Tracy Morgan. He was part of the hit TV show 30 Rock and a Saturday Night Live cast member for 8 seasons. He's bringing his stand-up tour, Turn It Funny, to Milwaukee tonight at the Pabst Theater.